But we have been taking your calls as well on how the most recent Bank of Canada interest rate hike is going to impact your bottom line. Over the last year, you've seen hikes that have reached pretty high levels. And before that, there were people trying to get into the housing market who are now finding a hard time making ends meet and paying that mortgage that is going to cost them more very soon. So to get his reaction on this and so much more, we are very happy to welcome to The Rush the leader of the Conservative Party of Canada, the official opposition leader, Pierre Poilievre. Happy to have some of your time. Thank you for joining us.
Delighted to share it with you. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing? You've been speaking a lot in the House of Commons. Are you filibustering your way through the summer?
Well, I'm speaking for those who can't speak for themselves because they're too busy trying to pay the rent, buy groceries, or gas up their car after Trudeau caused the worst inflation in 40 years. And now he's got this inflationary budget that adds $60 billion of additional above and beyond spending. This is in addition to all the previous and normal annual government spending. $60 billion works out to $4,200 for every family in Canada. And we can't afford it. Canadians are going broke. And we saw interest rates go up because of Trudeau's inflation yesterday. That means a lot of mortgage holders, people who took out mega million-dollar mortgages when Trudeau said interest rates would never go up, they're going to face big increases in their monthly payments when they come up for renewal. That could turn into a crisis. We have to stop it. That's why I'm speaking out, to stop this budget. And let's introduce a brand new budget. So I'm saying to Trudeau, cancel your summer vacation, put away the sunscreen and the surfboard. Let's work through the summer to rewrite the budget in a way that gets rid of the inflationary deficits and taxes.
And what you're offering is a dollar for dollar kind of budget. I have to ask you, where would you pull from when you're looking to add?
Well, first of all, I'm not looking to add. I'm looking to the only thing I want to add is more to the paychecks of people by leaving more money in their pocket. The government doesn't need to add anything. Government's already spending way too much. But I would get rid of the wasteful $35 billion infrastructure bank, which after 5 years and billions of dollars hasn't completed a single project, the $54 million ArriveCan app, the billions given to Liberal-connected consultants. We have $21 billion in consulting contracts by this government. That's a 100% increase. Let's cut back on some of that. Let's get rid of the Asian Infrastructure Bank contribution. This is a Chinese-controlled bank that taxpayers in Canada are funding to build roads and pipelines in Asia. I'd axe that. All of that waste has to go. We have to balance the budget to bring down inflation and interest rates. It's common sense.
It's a challenge as well, not one specific to Canada, but you put the responsibility on at the Prime Minister's feet. So how quickly could you balance a budget if you were in his position?
Well, the truth is, I think we could do it in the medium term. And the reason is that sort of, as of now, I can't make a firm commitment when the election comes because the situation might be significantly worse by then. So at that point, I'll have to recalculate. But as of now, we should be able to honor the commitment that Trudeau himself made in the fall, which he said was to balance the budget in 2027. The fall economic update promised the budget would be balanced in that year, 4 years out. But why don't we get back to the promise he was making only 6 months ago? Instead, he blew the bank in his most recent budget and put us into a position where he now admits that the budget will never be balanced. But what are we going to do? It'd be like increasing your credit card balance every single month into eternity. Eventually, you go bankrupt. And we can't allow that for Canadians.
How do you square what we learned from the Bank of Canada yesterday, if only because the majority of economists did not anticipate an interest rate hike yesterday?
Well, it's very simple. When governments run huge deficits, they drive up inflation. This is not my opinion. It's what Chrystia Freeland said herself just a few months ago. She said, deficits pour fuel on the inflationary fire. And former Liberal Finance Minister John Manley said something similar. He was very clever. He said, these deficits are like pressing your foot on the inflation gas pedal. Mm. then the Bank of Canada has to press its foot on the brakes in order to slow down inflation. So you've got the Trudeau government pressing on the gas, the Bank of Canada pressing on the brakes, and the Canadians, who are the engine, well, the engine's about to blow because they can't afford either. And so what I'd say is let's cap the spending, cut the waste, balance the budget, bring down inflation and interest rates.
What do you think will cool a housing market in this country?
Build more homes. We don't have enough houses. It's very simple. We have the fewest houses per capita of any country in the G7, even though we have the most land to build on. That's why house prices are almost double or in the States, even though they have 10 times the people to house. We don't have enough houses. Why don't we have enough houses? Because we're the second slowest place in the OECD to get a building permit. Government permits and delays add about $600,000 to the cost of a house in Vancouver, about $350,000 to the cost of a house in Toronto. So my common sense plan is to incentivize cities to speed up, lower the cost, and free up land of building permits so we can build, build, build. I'll require every big city permit a 15% increase in home building, or they'll for money from the federal government. But those that build more than that will get a building bonus. I'll require every federally funded transit station be pre-approved for high-density apartments around and even on top, and I'll sell off 15% of the 37,000 federal buildings so we can convert them into affordable homes for our people. We need to build, 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 and that's what my plan will do.
We see a lot of challenges in the GTA with building. We just had a conversation today with a former councillor who said there were three 11-story projects that have now been bloated to 30-story projects, and people in the neighborhood don't want that. Are you hearing that from Canadians as well, that we need housing, but the neighborhoods are already claimed?
Look, where are we going to house people? We can't have people living in mud huts. You've got 9 in 10 young people believe they'll never be able to afford a house.
Yeah.
You know, what do we want them to do, live in tent cities like we're seeing in Vancouver and Kelowna and Toronto? No, we've got to build houses. And we can't become a country where, someone moves into the neighborhood and says, well, no one else is allowed to live here. It's all for me. We need to get government out of the way to let builders build so Canadians can have homes.
So if there's hope there for Canadians who don't believe that we'll have enough homes or we'll balance a budget, which do you think we'd be able to hit first?
We have to do both at the same time. We have to immediately cap government spending, root out government waste to balance the budget in order to bring down inflation and interest rates. But we also have to incentivize cities to speed up and lower the cost of building permits so that we can build, 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 and get our young people into homes. We have to do walk and chew gum at the same time to bring it home for young people and bring home lower prices for everyone.
Okay, so are you canceling your summer plans? Are you filibustering all the way to the fall?
I'm going to filibuster as long as I can because we need to. I know Trudeau might shut down the House himself. There's rumors that he'll prorogue Parliament so that he can go on a nice long vacation again. But I'm saying to Justin Trudeau, cancel your vacation, put away the sunscreen and the surfboard. Let's throw this disastrous inflationary budget, get back to the drawing board to balance the budget and bring down inflation and interest rates.
We appreciate your time, Mr. Poiliev. You're always welcome here on The Rush.
It's amazing to be with you. I look forward to coming and seeing you in studio at some point.
Yes, we'll have to make that happen. Thank you for your time today. The leader of the official opposition, Conservative Party of Canada leader Pierre Poiliev, joining us today. This is The Rush, News Talk 1010 Toronto.